Next individual, please. Carla, my understanding is 70, 83, and 84. Those two individuals like to come up together?
I believe so. 783, request of Donna Cohen to address council regarding the St. John's Truck Strategy Phase 2. And 784, request of James Linsky to address council regarding the St. John's Truck Strategy Phase 2.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. You want to go or... I'll go. So I'm Donna Cohen. By the way, Judicial Watch is a right-wing website and
focus.
What else can I say? Focus, right. So Dan and Amanda, you are familiar with the story of how Peabot forced St. John's to dedicate 2 years. Tell me if I'm too close, okay?
You're good.
Okay. From 2011 to 2013 and go through mediation for the St. John's Truck Strategy Phase 2 plan, which was approved for funding in 2013. We could have eliminated better than a year of the planning process had Peabot been sincere about public involvement. Finally, a good plan was created. And yet, although construction was to originally be done last year, Peabot had the audacity to come to the community last summer and say they weren't going to do the most important things for which we spent all that time negotiating. But the community united again, including spending almost $400 for a records request, and all features were put back into the plan. In fact, after our literal rally last November in Fessenden, attended by 50 people during work hours, Leah Treat gave the community a letter committing to construction this year starting in August, and you have a copy of this that I just gave to Carla. Well, here we are again with pretty much the same old story. Peabot wants to push the project ahead and has given some newly manufactured reasons as to why. The community only found out about the proposed delay in a Peabot response to a letter that the Neighborhood Association sent a few weeks back supporting added safety changes to Lombard. These are a result of discussions over the past year between Peabot and new neighbors along the Lombard corridor. Lisa Kearns is one of those who's here, spurred in part because Amazon and other businesses are coming to Rivergate, which will result in even more traffic on the truck route. The neighbors felt the project manager agreed on implementing some minor adjustments, not the type that would cause delaying the project, with an opening for further discussion on future changes. Not only did the project manager reply that no additional changes would be done at this time, but it was only then that the community was told the overall project would be delayed. Peabot's perpetual inability to communicate proactively and in a timely manner with the community is because they know the community will be upset and they don't have valid reasons for their actions. Many, many people have no faith in Peabot, and in fact, faith in the City of Portland has suffered because of this unrelenting assault on the commitments that were made to the St. John's community. Please stop this nonsense, stop the disrespect, stop the grossly unprofessional behavior. This project should start and be completed this year. As a personal note, I'm truly disgusted that the project manager gets paid while he knowingly wastes our time. His behavior is unprofessional, unethical, and he does not deserve to hold his position. Thank you.
Thank you. Perfectly timed, by the way.
She's a pro. Thank you, Mayor Wheeler, members of the council. My name is Seamus Linsky. I'm a resident of the St. John's neighborhood of Portland, and I served on as a community representative of the Stakeholder Advisory Committee of the St. John's Truck Strategy Phase 2 back in 2012. I'm here today to talk about the unacceptable continued delays from the Portland Bureau of Transportation in actually building these critically needed safety improvements on a couple of major streets in St. John's. I'm going to quickly run down the timeline to give you a sense of the trail of broken promises and the frustration that we have. The recommended design plan was accepted by City Council in 2013. Peabot released their final report in October of 2013, and in September of 2013, we were lucky enough to be awarded a State Transportation Improvement Program grant for the 2016-2018 funding cycle to actually build these improvements, which is all great news, but getting a firm commitment from Peabot on when this project would actually be built has proved difficult. Hold on, because this changing timeline I'm about to go through is dizzying. In August of 2014, I asked when the project would actually break ground now that it was funded, and we were told no sooner than late summer, fall of 2016. Now, that's understandably vague. It was pretty early in the process. In March of 2016, a pedestrian was hit at North Fezzenden and Burr, so I asked again for an updated timeline. PBOT's reply was, quote, I suspect we'll get going on design engineering within the next 4 to 8 weeks, so the clock really starts ticking in May of 2016. Then I believe we'll be in a position to start construction by late next summer, which I clarified he meant summer of 2017. Then the community members of the Stakeholder Advisory Committee checked in again around November of 2016, and much to our chagrin, we were told it had been bumped to 2018 with not much explanation. We next heard from PBOT in June of 2017 when they came to the St. John's Neighborhood Association, and they presented a PowerPoint which told us, quote, 100% design and ODOT approval would be fall of 2017, bidding in late 2017, early 2018, construction begins spring of 2018. That November, November of 2017, 24-year-old Daniel Ramsey was killed crossing at North Midway and North Fezzenden, which is an intersection that's supposed to be fixed by these improvements to Fezzenden. For some reason, it also wasn't until that fall of 2017, that PBOT started community outreach for specific recommendations to the S-curve on Lombard, a process that should have started years before. June of this year, PBOT gave us another update saying, quote, if the July plan specifications and estimates meeting goes well, the project will break ground right around the end of this year. Now, keep in mind that PBOT said in March of 2016 that the PS&E was going to be done in May of 2016. So the city's constant delay of construction is frustrating, and we want the City Council's commitment to getting these improvements done this year. Thank you.
Thank you.
By the way, there are three of us that are here that were on the original stakeholder committee, myself, Seamus, and Barbara Quinn.
Thank you. We appreciate that very much. Thank you. Thanks for the rest of you being here. Colleagues, item 7